You know, yesterday listening to President Obama lay out the rules for dealing with H1N1, it sounded a little business as usual, didn't you think?
Stay home if you're sick. Wash your hands frequently. Cover your sneezes with your sleeve, not your hands, and take all the necessary precautions to stay healthy.
All the necessary precautions.
Isn't that pretty much what your
healthy.
Mom tells you to do all the time?
Stay healthy. Dr. Richard Wenzel, we welcome him back to the program. He's the immediate past president of the International Society for Infectious Diseases and chairman of the Department of Internal Medicine at Virginia Commonwealth University, just advising all of our listeners to lose the hand-holding, the hand-shaking anyway. So, Dr. Richard Wenzel, it seems business as usual with the recommendations coming from the White House and the CDC, but I got a theme of isolation. If you feel sick or if you suspect that you're sick at all, get yourself away from everybody else. Does that typically work, and how do you implement something like that?
Well, I think it's going to be complicated because there are a lot of conflicts. Remember that adults shed this virus, any flu virus, for 6 or 7 days. But the stresses to stay away from work in this tough economy is going to be enormous. And students who are in college, for example, trying to get an A grade so they can get into grad school or be at the top of the class, if they start feeling well after 2 days, it's going to be almost impossible to get them to stay away from school.
Well, it's the federal recommendation is 3 to 5 days is what you should take off if you feel that you're symptomatic. You're suggesting that isn't even enough.
From an epidemiologic point of view, that's a little short because, again, we have this long shedding period. And for children, kids who get influenza can shed the virus for weeks, sometimes 2 to 3 weeks. So, again, with mom wanting to get back to work, it's hard to believe they'll keep a child home for 2 weeks instead of sending him or her back to daycare.
Well, it sounds like your suspicion here is that Americans aren't inclined to take this terribly seriously based on what's coming out of the White House and your anticipated response that people are probably not going to, you know, take time off of work.
Well, I don't think, even if they take it seriously, I think there's so many social and economic pressures that it's going to be difficult. On the other hand, there is a little complacency in the United States compared to what this virus has been shown to do in Latin America, where I've visited a couple of times in 5 countries, there, when you see young 20, 30-year-old, 40-year-olds on respirators, and you see what this virus is capable of doing, you have to say, so far, maybe we've been lucky in the United States, but we cannot be complacent.
How do you put Americans on a footing where if they were to show up at the workplace with a mask on their face, and the CDC does suggest that one type of mask would be appropriate, that they don't get laughed out of the office?
Well, there's always going to be humor in the office, so I don't think we'll probably stop that. But I think we have to just continue to educate people that all flu is serious. Even seasonal flu kills 36,000 Americans a year. And then we add the potential of another flu with a different age group at risk, young adults rather than the very old infirmed 80-year-olds that have underlying heart and lung disease. So we have the potential, at least, of seeing more Americans with more influenza and potentially more serious disease.
Finally, Dr. Wenzel, and, you know, you're past president of the International Society for Infectious Diseases. I mean, you're the expert here. If someone is in a high-risk group, pregnant woman, a young, obese person, and you've seen the people who have been most seriously affected by H1N1, what can they do to isolate themselves to make themselves less vulnerable?
Well, there's no question that they're at high risk, and they should be first in line for the vaccine, first certainly. They should wash their hands, stop handshaking with other people. And if they get exposed to somebody with influenza, go ahead and take the oseltamivir, the Tamiflu, prophylactically. It's an excellent prophylactic drug. It appears to be safe in pregnancy, and it's much safer for them than getting influenza.
All right, Dr. Richard Wenzel, immediate past president of the International Society for Infectious Diseases, chairman of the Department of Internal Medicine at Virginia Commonwealth University. Thanks, as always, for helping us with that very well-informed advice.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.